Game two came along. Bristol, an even better pitching performance as Brandon Decker went six innings, four hits, one run, five Ks, and a walk. And Dalton Bargo was the hero last night for the offense. Went 3 for 3, three RBI. He drove in three of Bristol's four runs. And every time he stepped to the plate last night, there were two outs. So a big hitter in a big spot all night long. Dalton Bargo had three of Bristol's five hits in the ballgame. So he is not in the lineup tonight. We'll get to that shortly. But first, let's go ahead and go over Pulaski's starting lineup this evening. So hitting first will be Ethan Belk at designated hitter. Ryan Kennel bats second at second base. Sam White hits third at third. Irvin Weems hits fourth in center field. Jackson Lovich will bat fifth at shortstop. Carter Owens will hit sixth. He's in left field. David Dillman will play first base. We saw him on the mound last night. He's in the lineup in the field today. Jack Wentworth is the right fielder. He's batting eighth, and then Reese Moore will hit ninth. He's catching. And Hunter Hargett is the pitcher tonight for Pulaski. And the lineup for Pulaski, the River Turtles, will face off against Cade Davis, a left-handed pitcher. He's 0-2 this year, 5.93 ERA across 13 and two-thirds innings, 12 hits, 15 runs, 9 of them earned, 9 strikeouts, and 9 walks. Ethan Belk has stepped in, and we're ready to go for Game 3 of this series between Bristol and Pulaski. First pitch called strike one. Community Heroes Night here in Bristol as several folks honored before the game. 0-1, hit towards third. This is fielded by Cooper down to a knee. The throw over is in time. Just two pitches to get the first out of the ball game for Cade Davis as Belk is a victim of a 5-3 ground out. One down in the top of the first. I feel like I have to sort of reset after last night. Since we had a doubleheader, both games were seven innings. We've got a regular old-fashioned nine-inning ball game for you tonight. As the first pitch to Ryan Kennel misses outside. The 1-0 to Kennel. Skips in low. Defensively for Bristol today, we've got Cade Davis on the mound. We told you that. Nick Strong behind the plate. In the infield, it's Aries Gardner at first, Easton Rooley at second, Seth Buchanan at short, and Jake Cooper, who had the throw over to first just a moment ago. He plays third tonight, 2-1 the count. Around the outfield, Trey Obloss in left field, Jordan Austin in center field, and Joe Cardinale in right. 2-1 from Davis. And it's in the dirt. Three balls and a strike to Ryan Kennel. Kennel hitting 303, coming into play this evening, 876 OPS, one of the bright spots in Pulaski's order. As a 3-1 line foul. And it's going to be full. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff coming from Cade Davis. Off the hands, out to short, Buchanan. Easy routine ground ball. Two batters, two ground balls, and two outs in the first. Here's Sam White. So White was one of the bright spots last night for Pulaski, who lost both games in the doubleheader. Coming into play last night, Pulaski had lost 8 of their last 9. Of course, that now stands at 10 of 11 that they've dropped. First pitch to White. Lefty-lefty matchup. Single up the middle. And White continues his hot start here. Big turnaround first, but he'll head back to the bag. White made an excellent defensive play last night that would have been on highlight reels more than likely. But we didn't have a great angle of it on our camera here at the field. When playing third base, he went over and it looked like kind of he was robbing a home run. You see some of those on SportsCenter Top 10 from time to time. Reached over the railing on a foul ball and brought it back. Gets the bat rolling here with a single and two outs. Here's Irvin Weems. First pitch to Weems, called strike one. Now, if you're a regular viewer of the Stateliners, you might be wondering, what in the world is Bristol wearing tonight? Well, this is a special uniform that Bristol's wearing for Community Heroes Night tonight. It's the 0-1. Skips in low, gets away from Strong, and White down to second. So that's going to be, see if that's a wild pitch or a pass ball. But White does move up to second. So back to the jerseys. Got the blue tops for Bristol, the white pants. There's an image of the Bristol sign on the front. And when I say Bristol sign, there is a sign downtown, a large sign that says Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, a good place to live. As the 1-1 fouled off by Weems. It's really the inspiration for the font and the look of this Stateliners team. In fact, even in the some of the logos that you see for the Stateliners, you can tell that the sign was sort of an inspiration. If you get a chance, look it up. Bristol, a good place to live. You Google that, and you'll see it. 1-2. That's in the dirt. Good stop by Strong. Counts even. Kind of some cool numbers on the back. I was told this was kind of the inspiration, I think, but the numbers on the back of the jerseys are yellow, a double yellow line, sort of to signify the border between the two states downtown. This pitch grounded out to second. Ruley makes it look easy. Three ground ball outs for Cade Davis. A single by Sam White gets a runner on, but Pulaski leaves him stranded. No score. We're heading to the bottom of the first. Stay with us on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
No score as we head to the bottom of the first. Pulaski gets a base runner on, but can't do much else. As they get White down to second base on a wild pitch. But he's left there after a ground out by Irvin Weems. So quickly, let's go over the starting lineup for the Stateliners. Jordan Austin hits first in center field. He's in that leadoff spot, as he so often is. Easton Ruley bats second at second base. Eric Arado hits third. He's the designated hitter tonight. Nick Strong hits fourth. He's catching. Aries Gardner is at first base tonight. He hits fifth. Trey Oblas hits sixth in left field. Jake Cooper hits seventh at third base. Seth Buchanan hits eighth at shortstop, and Joe Cardinale is hitting ninth. He's in right field tonight. And we already told you, Cade Davis is on the mound for Bristol as he nearly faced the minimum. Just four batters in the first inning, but put up a zero as we get started here and head to the bottom of the first. And Bristol will face off against Hunter Hargett, a righty who is 0-3 on the season, 7.59 ERA. 10.2 innings pitched, 12 hits, 9 earned, 13 Ks to 5 walks, so fairly big strikeout pitcher, over 1 per inning. Don't really get a chance here on the bottom of the first often to do this, but folks, go ahead and send us a message from wherever you're tuned in tonight. We've got a text line, 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. Be sure to send us a message from wherever you're watching from. Introduce yourself. Let us know where you are viewing the game from tonight. City, state, your couch, the car, wherever it may be. First pitch to Austin, called strike one. Told you guys this pretty much every night since the first night we did this, but we've got a calendar up in our booth now tracking all the different states we hear from throughout the year. 0-1 lined foul down the left field line. We added a few more here recently. Nevada last night, thanks to the mother of Irvin Weems, who watched us last night. And we've recently added Iowa and Illinois. So trying to get this thing filled up. So let us know where you're watching from tonight. We'd love to start a conversation with you and get some stories from you. 0-2, breaking ball. Ooh, just missed. I thought for a moment Austin was going to be rung up by the home plate umpire Kyle Eastman, but another life. One ball, two strikes. As Austin, the leadoff man, tries to reach here in the bottom of the first, hitting 357. There's ball two outside. Austin went 2-for-4 last night in game one of our doubleheader. He really sets the tone at the top of this order for the Stateliners. 2-2 the count. Hargett brings it. Ball inside, and we're full. I was checking out some of the updated stats across the league this morning. Austin's now tied for 7th in the league in doubles, 7th in the league in steals, and 9th in on-base percentage. Has a 3-2 up high, and you see why his OBP's so good. He lays off some of those borderline pitches. So Austin reaches as the leadoff man in the bottom of the first, and here comes this dangerous part of Bristol's order. Easton Rooley hits 2nd tonight. We've seen him play all over the diamond since he has started. He's been getting some more reps with some deflections from the team, and just his play has gotten so good. He's started moving up from the 9 spot into the 2 spot here tonight. Average up at 291. First pitch hit out to center field. Weems on his horse in the gap, and he can't get there. All the way to the wall. Weems loses his hat. Austin turns on the Jets around 3rd. Rooley's heading to 3rd, but the field umpire, Anthony Atkinson, has his hands up. Did that ball go under the fence out there? Or perhaps it got stuck behind a sign? So I didn't see a ball ever come in, so I'm going to assume the ball found a hole out there in right center and disappeared. So that's going to be a ground rule double for Rooley. That's unfortunate because they probably would have had 3 bases apiece, if I had to guess. But not too bad as we've got a nice start here. As Rooley ends up with a double, Austin stands at 2nd base. And here's Eric Arado with 2 in scoring position and none out in the first. Arado hitting 250 in his limited time here with Bristol this season. First pitch, strike 1. Arado in the lineup last night, hit in the 2 spot the last, at least for both games yesterday. 1-for-4 with a single in game 1 yesterday. 0-for-3 with a walk in game 2. High on base percentage guy is Arado. 0-1 to him. This one, what's he? Oh, they're going to call it fair, and they tagged him out. How about that? Arado's in the batter's box. He's pleading his case to the home plate umpire, Kyle Eastman, maybe saying that he hit that ball off of his body, maybe? We talked about this a little bit the other night, but there's sort of a misnomer about home plate. So if you've ever lined a baseball field, whether you're coaching or just being a dad or a mom out there helping out on the field, when you line a baseball field, you put the nail back behind the tip of home plate, right? And you draw the line all the way down to 3rd, all the way down to 1st. And that's how you – the lines that go all the way to the fence connect at the back tip of the plate. So any ball that's sitting on the plate or over the plate is in fair ground. And that was Kyle Eastman's explanation, at least from where we could tell from here. So unfortunate there as it's a 2 unassisted as Eric goes down. He thought that ball was foul. We did see Bill Kenneberg come out and challenge it, but to no avail. So 1 out in the first. Nick Strong facing a 1-0 count in the box. Strong the cleanup man. And catching here tonight. We've seen him DH quite a bit. That pitch nearly got him. Able to get out of the way. Say hello to the O'Neills who are watching again from New Jersey. How about your boy Shane last night? He was dominant in that 7th inning, earned his 2nd save of the year. He's been great. 2-0. Here's the pitch. Strong off the leg of Hargett. He'll chase it down, try to go to 1st for the out. He will retire strong. Nicely done by Hargett to stick with it. But Jordan Austin does come in to score. So a painful RBI there as Strong hits it off the leg of Hargett. He seems to be okay, although they may come out and take a peek. He gave the thumbs up sign. So Strong is out on the 1-3, but picks up an RBI as Austin comes in to score. Rooley moves up to third. And still a runner in scoring position here for Aries Gardner. But now the conversation is about Hargett as the manager and I believe athletic trainer come out to have a chat with Hargett as he wore one pretty good on the thigh there. Maybe let him throw one, just make sure everything's all right perhaps. Still having a conversation out here, but seems to be okay. It gives us a chance to kind of catch up here. So two outs in the inning. One run has come in. Jordan Austin, who led off the inning with a walk, advanced to third on the ground rule double by Rooley. You might call that a ground Rooley double, perhaps. Okay, maybe not. Aries Gardner is going to hit from the left side. Two down. Rooley, the runner at third. Hargett regroups. First pitch to Gardner. And it's outside. One ball, no strikes. Interesting tonight for Aries. The pink bat has disappeared. He's doing the traditional wood look with the bat in the box here tonight. 1-0. Gardner lost it as it splits down the first base line. A grounder to short. I think all of our eyes were on the bat as it nearly took out the first base coach. I guess that's what Gardner gets for switching from that pink bat, huh? A splinter as he grounds out to the shortstop, Lovich. And that'll do it for the first inning, but Bristol grabs an early run. They lead it 1-0. Second inning coming up right after this on the State Liners Baseball.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol. State Liners push a run across in the bottom of the first, sort of unconventionally, as Jordan Austin leads off with a walk, advances to third on a ground rule double by Easton Rooley that rolled right under the fence in right field. Didn't know that was possible. Nick Strong drove in Austin on a ball that hit off the leg of Hunter Hargett. He seems to be all right. He finished the inning. And then Aries Gardner splinters his bat as a ground out is out number three. And the State Liners push one across here in the first and the second inning coming up next. Again, say hello to Jordan Austin's parents. They say they're here at the game tonight, Rod and Tammy. So welcome to Bristol. Not sure if this is your first time here or not, but we are glad that you're here and hope you enjoy yourselves this weekend here for the State Liners. And hello again to Tony from Las Vegas. She says, I'm checking in from the sofa. Happy Friday, everyone. Here's the first pitch, swing and a miss by Lovich. I tell you what, that couch idea doesn't sound so bad. Now, I do have a fairly comfortable chair up here in my booth. But, if I could get him to bring me a couch, that might be a great place to broadcast from. 0-1 off the plate. Maybe a nice recliner, perhaps. But I've got this table in front of me. It's pretty high up, so I may not be able to see the field. 1-1. Ball two. We saw Lovich play in the second game last night. 0-3. A couple ground balls right back to the pitcher. 2-1. And again off the plate. Three balls and a strike. Didn't really get to talk about this much last night for Lovich, but he was actually selected in the 2022 MLB draft in the 19th round by the New York Mets out of high school. Ground ball to third. Cooper on a big hop. Sets the feet. Well done. 5-3 put out Lovich, the first out of the second. Four outs in the ballgame thus far from Cade Davis, the pitcher for Bristol. All of them ground balls in the infield. 2-3, 1-short, 1-2. So here's Carter Owens. He's in left field tonight. Had a grand slam earlier this season in the Appy League against Bluefield. First pitch from Davis inside, didn't get the corner. Tell you what, Bluefield has really turned it on. We saw them here on Tuesday. They've won, let's see, what was their record coming into play over here? 5-9. They've won four straight. As a 1-0 from Davis misses the zone again. Started right here for Bluefield. They beat Bristol here on Tuesday night, 9-5. They beat Bristol 8-4 Wednesday up at their place. And have won four in a row. They're now second in the Appy League East Division. 3-0 the count here as Davis struggling to find the zone. David Dillman will hit next for Pulaski, the first baseman who we saw pitch last night. 3-0. And four straight balls sends Owens down to first. So get a little bit of two-way flavor here as Dillman comes to the plate. Last night, he was pretty effective on the mound. Two innings, no hits, no runs, a strikeout, and two walks. Came in and really kind of kept Pulaski in the game until late when Bristol scored three runs in the fifth as the first pitch a strike to Dillman. Now, he may be even better in the batter's box. He's got a .500 on-base percentage this year. 0-1. Nice take. Lays off of it, the bender. Second summer stint for Dillman. The right-handed thrower, left-handed hitter from Marshall. 1-1 in the dirt from Cade Davis. Two balls and a strike. Always love finding out some of these other summer league teams. Of course, you've got the State Liners, and it obviously makes sense with State Street downtown. You've got all kinds of fun names throughout the Appy League. It's a 2-1 fouled off. How about this name? Dillman played for the Spearfish Sasquatch in North Dakota from the Independence League. So when I first read that, I thought Spearfish must be the team nickname, but it's not. It's the name of the city that the team is in. Spearfish Sasquatch, 2-2 inside. Davis having to work a little bit harder here in this inning. You'd hate to see two straight walks here for Davis after retiring the first hitter in the inning. Here's the 3-2. Runner goes. Ball four. So some extra hustle there for Carter Owens, who ends up only needing to jog down to second base. Two straight walks in the second, and Pulaski is trying to answer the Bristol run in the bottom of the first. Here's Jack Wentworth, but Ted Power is going to come out and have a chat with Kay Davis. So quick chat out there for Ted Power between he, Cade Davis, and the catcher, Nick Strong. And it'll be Jack Wentworth who will hit from the right side following the meeting. Wentworth played in the first game of the doubleheader last night. 0-2 with a walk. Kind of an interesting story. We thought Wentworth was going to be in the outfield yesterday, but a last-minute change shifted him to designated hitter. Wentworth from Seton Hall had a homer in the league on June the 18th, in the Appy League, that is. Limited action for Seton Hall this year. Davis ready to bring the first pitch to Wentworth. Ball one, up and away. Wentworth, this is also his second stint in summer ball. We'll get you his previous team name here in just a moment. 1-0, fouled straight back off the pole, lookout. That's one of those where if you're sitting behind home plate and you forget there's a net there, you might jump. Westfield Starfires was the name of the team that Jack Wentworth played for up in Massachusetts. That was the Futures Collegiate Baseball League. 1-1, runner goes to third, ground ball hit the short. This could be two. Flip to Rooley, double clutch, and that probably cost him two outs. I think Rooley maybe, he made the force out at second as Dielman was retired. But I think he kind of second-guessed himself, decided maybe I don't want to throw to first, and then said, let's just go ahead and do it. So Gardner over there able to smother it. So one out in the inning, runners on the corners, and here's Reese Moore. Moore, a catcher from Iowa, did not play this year for the Hawkeyes. First pitch popped up above our heads and behind us out of play. Reese Moore thus far, average sitting at 0.71 in the Appy League. .01 in the dirt, gets away from Strong. That will allow Wentworth to advance to second base, but Owens will have to stay at third. So now two in scoring position for Pulaski as they look to try to tie the ball game up. Two outs, though, in the inning. This is only the 15th at-bat of the year for Moore. 1-1 in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. Cade Davis trying to strand a few base runners here in scoring position. He stranded one in the first. Can he strand two in the second? The 1-2 to Moore. Inside. Nice block by Strong. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Deuces wild here in the top of the second inning. The 2-2 on the way. Off the plate, and we're full. Should Moore reach here, it'll be the top of the order next. Ethan Belk's on deck. Pretty much every ball that's been put in play for Pulaski's been on the ground. Davis looking for another one here. 3-2 strikeout as Moore goes upstairs to get it and waved and missed at it. So big strikeout for Davis. He's now stranded three runners in the first two innings, and Bristol holds their lead. They'll try to add to it when we return for the bottom of the second, right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Bottom of inning number two. Bristol leads it 1-0 against Pulaski. Trying to grab a three-game sweep of the River Turtles here at home this year. These teams only play four times in the season. Bristol's already won three of the first four games. Tonight, the final time, we'll see Pulaski. And based on the way the standings shape up, very unlikely these two teams meet in the championship game. First pitch inside to Oblas. I'd say that Bristol's probably got an outside shot still about almost halfway through the year. They're five games back of Johnson City. But Pulaski 7.5 off the pace of Burlington in the East. 4-13 record for the River Turtles coming into tonight. As the 1-0 upstairs and away to Trey Oblas. Oblas has been phenomenal this year as his bat has gotten going over the last week or so. Was named the Appy League Hitter of the Week on Monday. 2-0. Here's a strike. I was having a chat yesterday about how good Dalton Bargo has been as he's been picking up the hits here lately. He's not in the lineup tonight but leads the league in hits. But Oblas is near the top in several categories. As a 2-1 grounder over to first. Now it's, wow, what a weird play. Did Oblas beat it? No. The first baseman, Dielman, came over to field. At the last moment, he backed out of the way. Kennel throws to Hargett, who was covering first. So a 4-1 putout retires Trey Oblas. Here's Jake Cooper hitting from the right side. We'll talk more about Oblas later, but in the top 10 in several hitting categories in the Appy League this year. First pitch. Strike one to Jake Cooper. Didn't see Jake last night in either of the ball games against Pulaski. Tonight he's manning third base. Had quite a bit of change to this Bristol roster over the last week or so. As the 0-1. Grounded out to first. Dielman's going to field this one, and he'll take it himself as he sticks the hand up to tell Hargett he's got it. Two up, two down in the second. Seth Buchanan heads to the batter's box. So Buchanan had quite the night last night. Played in both games, but the big hit of the ball game in game number one was an inside-the-park home run last night in the second inning on the first pitch he saw. A dive out and left by Owens. Just couldn't get to the baseball. It rolled all the way to the wall. And Buchanan came all the way around the bases to score. 1-0 the count on Buchanan. Hargett with a deep breath on the mound. Another one. And Buchanan asked for time. Normally you see the deep breath at least once, but when you see it twice, it might be an indicator it's time to throw up your hand and take a second. So that's exactly what Buchanan does. Hargett will bring this one. The 1-0 to Buchanan. Sharply hit foul out of play. One ball, one strike. We've heard from several of you on our text line this evening. The O'Neills from New Jersey. Jordan Austin's parents are here at the game, and they're still listening to us. How about that? And then Irvin Weems' mother out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let us know where you're watching from tonight. 1-1. There's a strike on the inside corner to Buchanan. So on top of introducing yourself, if you got a story about any of these players or anything that you want to fill us in on, we'd love to chat about it. Have some conversation this evening on a beautiful night from Bristol. 1-2. Buchanan lays off upstairs. Thought about it. Two balls, two strikes. Buchanan, .222 batting average. Went 2-for-3 in the first game last night, including that inside the Parker. 2-2 from Hargett. Breaking ball stays up. We're full. One 1-0 lead for Bristol here in the bottom of the second. Counts full, two outs. Buchanan the hitter. Cardinale would hit next. 3-2. Ball four. Nice at bat from Buchanan as he works a two-out walk, and here comes Cardinale. The eight hitter's got a tough job. Nine hitter coming up next. It's often that pitchers will try to kind of nip around the corners on the eight hitter, knowing that the nine hitter is behind him. But it can be really important and crucial for an eight hitter to get on base to sort of clear the nine hitter before the top of the order comes up. First pitch, a strike. That was much more so the case when pitchers were hitting in the National League. But even today, there's a reason why, you know, nine hitters hit where they hit. You'd much rather start an inning 1-2-3 than 9-1-2. So nice walk there from Buchanan. 0-1. Called a strike on Cardinale. Cardinale's average just a bit higher than Buchanan's, though, 238. OPS at 658. Joe is in the transfer portal from the University of Utah. 0-2 off the end of the bat towards Pulaski's dugout, so another 0-2 will come shortly. Hello again to Jennifer Rooley. Appreciate you watching out from California, cheering on Easton. Shout out from all of your family. They say, we love you, we're proud of you and your team, and love watching you play. We love watching him play, too. 0-2, Cardinale takes that one up and in. Rooley's gotten a lot more time here recently, like we said earlier, hitting in the top of the order tonight. Seen him play all over the field. Currently playing second base tonight after the injury to Derek Cease a few nights ago. 1-2. That was strike three. Cardinale, I think, knew it. Quick chat with the umpire on his way back to the dugout. So Hargett gives up a two-out walk, but it doesn't hurt him. Four batters come to the plate in the second. No runs scored. It's a 1-0 ball game. Third inning coming up next on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
1-0 score. Stateliner is out in front, top of the third. 1-2-3. Scheduled to hit as Ethan Belk in the batter's box, ready to take the first pitch from Cade Davis, and it's strike one. Through the first nine hitters, Davis has not allowed a run. Only one hit. Has had a few base runners, though, as the 0-1 skips in. Davis allowed one runner to reach in the first, a base hit by Sam White. Two walks in the second. He stranded three hitters over the first two innings. 1-1 off the plate. Davis, the lefty from George Washington University. 2-1, down and in. Davis is also a two-way player. We've seen a handful of those on several teams this year. He can hit it a little bit as well from the left side. Through 14 and a third innings for George Washington this year. This one off the fist. Cooper over to first. And a ground ball out. That sort of seems to be Cade's specialty, huh? Through the first nine hitters, he had one, two, three, four, five outs on ground balls. Make that number six in the ballgame, as it's the second consecutive 5-3 put out for Ethan Belk, and here comes Ryan Kinnell. First pitch to him, outside, ball one. Kinnell's ground out was to short. Buchanan gunned him out at first in the first inning. 1-0 from Davis. Ball two off the plate. Again, it's been an impressive start here for Cade Davis, but how about the pitching for Bristol in general in this series? Both pitchers that started last night went six innings. 2-0 into center field. Austin coming on. He got there. Austin's got great speed out in center field and was able to get to that one before it dropped in front of him. Two outs in the third. That's the first fly ball out of the game. So two up, two down in the third, and here's Sam White, who had the only hit for Pulaski back in the first inning, a single. He was stranded at second, though. So Davis, we're talking about his season at George Washington, through 14 and a third innings. ERA was a bit high, 11.93, as he misses outside here to White. 10 strikeouts, 9 walks, gave up 22 hits in those 14 and a third innings. ERA lower tonight, excuse me, lower this year in the Appy League. And off to a good start here as the 1-0 inside. Coming into play, Davis's ERA was 5.93. This one again out the center. Austin doesn't have to move as far on this one. And it's three scoreless innings as Davis's ERA is down under five now. We'll see how low it continues to go as he continues to put up scoreless innings for the State Liners. 1-0 our score, bottom of the third, coming up right after this.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol. Stateliners again out in front, 1-0. The bottom of the third coming up, and it's the top of the order once again. Jordan Austin hits from the left side for the second time. As you might expect, Austin got on base again in the first and scored again. The spark plug for this Stateliner offense. First pitch, ground ball towards second. Kinnell, a high hop, throws over to first, and Austin retired on one pitch. So good start to the third for Hunter Hargett. As Austin retired, here's Easton Rooley. Now, we talked earlier about the uniforms for Bristol tonight, a bit different look for the Stateliners. Normally, a traditional white or red, maybe blue. They've got blue on tonight, but it's a much different uniform, sort of a special uniform. For Community Heroes Night, as Rooley swings at the first pitch, a chopper to third. White fields, throws, two pitches, two outs. This is the automatic take here for Eric Arado. Although, I would say Arado is probably the most likely hitter in this lineup to not swing at the first pitch anyway. So, since we know he's probably not swinging here, we can talk a little bit about these uniforms. So, on the front, they've got kind of a special look to them. They've got Food City, the sponsor of the uniforms, is on there on the left sleeve. The big Bristol sign that we told you about earlier, if you haven't Googled it, be sure to do so, is on the front. Yellow numbers on the back, symbolizing the yellow street lines downtown, which is the border of Tennessee and Virginia. And, of course, Arado did take that first pitch 1-0. Wouldn't be surprised to see him take another. But for this special jersey night, these jerseys are being auctioned off online. Silent auction is a 1-0 strike, and now I'd say Arado's probably got the green light to go whenever he chooses. But you can own one of these uniforms. You got a favorite player? You can basically buy the jersey off their back. There's a site set up on our social media you can visit as Arado takes the 1-1 inside. You can pick any player. Go to our social media pages. There's a QR code. And if you're not into QR codes, there's a link at the bottom you can type in as well. And you can go in and bid on any of these uniforms to have for yourself. And I would assume that you guys, some of the Stateliner parents, are probably some of our most likely bidders, if I had to guess. Kind of a cool way to remember your child's season here in Bristol. Maybe buy that for them for their birthday or something. 2-1. And just off the plate. If there was ever anyone meant to watch a few pitches, it'd be Eric Arado. Both Austin and Rooley grounded out on the first pitch they saw. Arado trying to make life a little hard here for Hargett in the third. 3-1 on the way. And there's a strike. Arado was ready to toss the bat over to the dugout and head down to first. Arado had sort of a unusual play happen in the first inning. He chopped one just into fair territory. He thought it was a foul ball. The catcher picked it up, tagged him, and home plate umpire Kyle Eastman said, "You're out." 3-2. There's ball four. Second consecutive inning that Bristol has coaxed a two-out walk. So if nothing else, makes the life a little harder. Hello to Dan Castro from Tucson, Arizona. He says it's sunny and warm there. You know, you Arizona guys, warm is... it's hard to know what you mean by warm exactly. I've got a friend that's from there, and he always gives me a hard time about the weather here. I would say 79 degrees in Bristol's pretty warm, but out your way, I guess that'd be pretty cold, huh? Here's Nick Strong, second time today. First pitch lined to the third baseman, and it's off the glove of White. That ball got lost in the sun there for a bit. I couldn't tell if White hung on. But it went off his glove into left field. That's going to be a single, I would assume, as that was a hard hit ball, and that's what they'll rule it, a single for Nick Strong. So two on, two out. Back to our message from Dan. Said his son, Alessandro, is a lefty pitcher for Pulaski. Said thank you for broadcasting the games. Interesting note, Alessandro and Bristol infielder Nick Arias were Little League and club ball teammates out here in Tucson. You hear all kinds of stories like that in this league. Just guys that are on different teams that played with each other growing up, knew each other, played college ball together. Had a story just like that on Tuesday night when Bluefield was in town. Thank you for the note, Dan. First pitch to Aries Gardner, strike one. Now, we talked about the bat drama for Aries, as normally he swings that hot pink bat. Well, he went away from the hot pink bat in his first at-bat tonight, and he shattered the bat. So now he's got another bat. Kind of reminds you of Major League, huh? 0-1. This one chopped up towards short, nearly bounces off the second base bag. Lovich fields behind the bag, and a strong throw retires Gardner. So Stateliners get a few on here in the third, but unable to capitalize as Gardner, for the second time, ends the inning on a ground ball to short. So Bristol leads it 1-0. Low-scoring game thus far. We'll see if that changes when we return for the fourth, right after this on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol. 1-0 our score. Been a bit of a pitcher's duel thus far. Cade Davis has been excellent for the Stateliners. Three innings, only one hit in the ball game. And I'll give you some more of his line here. Three innings, one hit, one strikeout, two walks. He stranded three runners. Pitching has been good on the other side as well, as Hunter Hargett has had a nice start. You know, going back into the first inning, he had allowed the first two to reach in the first. Did allow a run, but he's really settled in a little bit. Hargett's numbers, three innings, two hits, and one earned run, three walks and a strikeout. So other than the walks, it's been a pretty effective night for both pitchers. So you never know in the Appy League, things can change at a moment's notice. And Pulaski's hoping that is the case here in the fourth, as it'll be 4-5-6, Weems, Lovich, and Owens. Weems grounded out to second base in the first inning. First pitch from Davis. And just outside. Good-looking pitch, but missed outside. One ball and no strikes. One-oh the pitch. And another ball, that one low. Talked quite a bit about Irvin yesterday. San Diego State, his college, the Aztecs. Second year with Pulaski, though. 2-0 off the plate. 266 average for Weems this year at San Diego State. The impressive part was the on-base percentage at 400. Had 13 extra base hits. Really impressive player. 3-0. Four-pitch walk. So there's a good start to the fourth for the River Turtles as they get the first the leadoff hitter on for the first time today. Interesting fact for you. In the first, second, and third innings, the first hitter grounded out to third. So Weems bucks the trend and reaches base on a walk, and here comes Jackson Lovich. Lovich from the University of Missouri. Weems going on the first pitch. Pitch up high. The throw down. Safe is the call as Weems got in just under the tag. Had Strong's throw been a little bit more to the first base side of the bag, that might have been out number one. But Weems picks up a stolen base. We talked about his speed, and he used it there to swipe the bag. That is his first steal of the year. Now, granted, as Tony pointed out to us last night, this is only the fifth game for Weems. He kind of got here late in the season. So he's still working on piling up those statistics. So first steal for Weems on the year, and it likely won't be the last, if I had to guess. 1-0 the count to Jackson Lovich. No outs in the inning. The 1-0. Good breaking ball as Lovich out in front of it. One ball and a strike. Heard again from Dan out in Tucson. It's 103 today out in Tucson. Or 103 right now. That was the high today, I guess. Ball and a strike. Weems looked like he was going for third, but held up at the last moment. Swing and a miss by Lovich. So Dan says, when it's under 105 in Tucson, we call it warm. When it's above 110, we call it hot. But, as they say, it's a dry heat, so it doesn't feel too uncomfortable. Got to get out to Arizona at some point. 1-2. Did Lovich go around? I say he did. Wow, not even an appeal out to the field umpire, Anthony Atkinson. So Lovich down on strikes. It's only the second strikeout of the ball game for Cade Davis, but that came at a good time since the tying runs out at second with none out. Carter Owens hits from the left side. He walked last time. It was funny. I had a buddy of mine on the broadcast with me. I think it was Father's Day, I believe it was, a few weeks ago. He was talking about getting out west. His first pitch swing and a miss to Owens. So my buddy, his name's Andrew, he does color, he's a color analyst for me sometimes, done a couple games this year. He was talking about his one-year anniversary with his wife's coming up, July 11th, actually, 01, swing and a miss, 0-2. And he was talking about how he wants to go out to the Grand Canyon out west, and his wife wants to go to the beach. Well, I actually leave for the beach tomorrow with him and a few of our other friends. So they've already got a beach trip planned. 0-2 in the dirt, one ball, two strikes. But it was funny. We started polling our audience here. I said, can you help my man out here? Help him out. Give him some convincing reasons to go out west and try to go to the Grand Canyon. How should he go home and tell his wife that they should go to the Grand Canyon and not the beach for a second time this year? Davis brings a 1-2. And there's strike three. Consecutive strikeouts. Lovich first, then Owens. Two outs. Here comes David Dielman. Third K for Davis. So anyways, it was funny. All the messages came in. I was kind of expecting everybody to say, you know, the Grand Canyon's beautiful. You've got to see it before you die, you know, all that. But no, all the responses were, happy wife, happy life. If your wife wants to go to the beach, you take her to the beach. We had a lot of fun with that. Weems going on the first pitch. Throw down. Another one. Remember I told you Weems that probably wasn't going to be his last stolen base? Well, he just decided to get his second one in the same inning, huh? So Weems ends up at third. He's stolen his way to third base. Let's see if his teammates can knock him in as the tying run here in the fourth. Dielman the hitter, 1-0 the count. The pitch. Hit out towards left, and that's exactly what they'll do. An RBI single by David Dielman. In a way, you kind of want to give that RBI to Irvin Weems, who worked his way around the base paths. We're tied at one here in the fourth. Good base running by Pulaski. And here's Jack Wentworth with two outs and a runner on first. Wentworth hit into a fielder's choice in the second inning. Was left stranded on the bases in inning number two. Davis had been living dangerously with those stranded runners, unable to do so here. First pitch, swing and a miss by Wentworth. No balls and a strike. Again, Wentworth, a Seton Hall Pirate. Just finished up his sophomore year. 0-1 off the plate. Wentworth's average down below 100 now after not getting a hit in his first at-bat tonight. Trying to get things turned around here. 1-1. Wentworth hits one hard but foul. That scatters the state liner bullpen down the left field line. A couple arms getting loose out there for Bristol down the line. The jerseys are a bit different tonight, the jersey numbers, so we might have a little bit of a hard time with these specialized uniforms. It may be somebody entirely different than we expect. 1-2, off the leg of Strong. He doesn't see it. Cade Davis is going to try to run in and grab it. Now the runner is going to head to third, and he's safe. Dielman, a heads-up play. The ball kicked off of Strong's right foot, it looked like, all the way to the backstop. Strong came up not knowing where the baseball was. We've got a deep backstop here in Bristol. And Dielman is able to advance to third on the wild pitch. So now River Turtles are thinking taking the lead here in the fourth. They'll need a two-out hit, a two-strike hit by Wentworth to do so. Here's a pitch, and ball three. So it may not have to be up to Wentworth if he can draw the walk. Reese Moore would hit next. Three balls, two strikes. Dave is trying to put an end to this inning here. The pitch. Ball four. So Wentworth down to first. And the inning is alive. Runners on the corners. Coming into this inning, you would have said, Davis has been super effective. He may go for a while now, but in this inning, now three have reached, and Ted Power is going to come out and have a chat as he looks down the left field line. He can stay out there one more. I think he doesn't have to come out yet, but on the next visit he would have to come out. So a chance to chat with his pitcher again and get the guys out in the bullpen a little bit more loose than they were. We're going to pull up social media. We told you a little bit about the uniforms here tonight, the special uniforms that you can bid on our social media visit, Instagram, the State Liners, Facebook and Twitter as well. I was going to go on there because it seems like that might be our best shot to figure out who some of these players are, because the roster is not necessarily correct. We see we've already had a bid on Jordan Austin's uniform tonight. Dalton Bargo's got a few bids. Not surprised there. Blake Woods got a bid or two. Matthew Boynton. This looks like Johnny Stevens is number 50. As a pitch in the dirt, Strong will not throw down as Wentworth goes down to second. So another wild pitch. And now two on in scoring position with two outs is Reese Moore, the hitter. So Stevens is number 50, not number 7. We think he's warming up down the way. 1-0. There's a strike to Reese Moore. Oh, wow. They're saying Ted Power is going to sign a uniform that you can bid on. That one's already, well, doesn't have the starting bid's a bit higher because of the autograph. Easton Ruley's got a bid as well. 1-1. And off the plate, two balls and a strike. Brandon Decker's got a bid on the uniform online. You can find all these bids on our social media. Be sure to go up there and visit the site to bid on those uniforms. 2-1, misses downstairs. It's 3-1, and quickly starting to unravel a bit here for Davis, who put together three strong innings but has run into some trouble here in the fourth. Three-one from Davis, and there's ball four. So bases are juiced. That is the fifth walk of the ball game for Davis, and might see a change here shortly, I would assume, because here's the top of the order. three straight hitters have reached for Pulaski. A total of four in the inning. Three of them were all free passes. Davis needs an out here. First pitch to Belk. Ball one. Belk, the seventh hitter this inning. Looking back, Weems led off the inning with a walk. And then two strikeouts, and you're thinking, oh, Davis is right back to his ways, but he's struggled since. 1-0. There's a strike to Belk. Ethan Belk has grounded out twice to the third baseman, Jake Cooper. A ground ball to third here would do wonders here in the inning for Cade Davis. 1-1 on the way. Ball outside. 2-1. That's a pretty big pitch here for Davis. Don't want to fall behind 3-1 with nowhere to put Belk. Looks like Stevens is ready down the left field line. I think the other pitcher getting loose is Vicioso. And he may get out of it. Belk flies one out the center. Austin back, settles, and puts it away. So that could have been a lot worse. Davis allows one run, but induces a fly ball to strand the bases loaded. Belk now 0-for-3 on the day, and it's a 1-1 ball game heading to the bottom of the fourth. We'll be right back with more State Liners baseball on the State Liners Baseball Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Tie ball game, bottom of the fourth. Pulaski gets a ton of traffic on the base paths in the fourth inning, but only managed to score one run. So go back and circle that inning right there. That could be a big difference in the ball game as bases were loaded. As Davis gets a fly ball out by Ethan Belk. One run in the inning as Weems came in to score on the RBI single by Dielman. Just one hit in that inning for Pulaski. It was the walks that was kind of bothering Davis. He had three walks in the inning, a base hit, and only gave up one run. So that goes to show you how successful that was to get out of that inning. So here is 6-7-8, Oblas on a rope out to right, and Wentworth into a squat to catch that baseball. Another first pitch out. We saw quite a few of those throughout the ball game. Specifically last inning, we saw the first two hitters who came up were out on the first pitch, so might see a more patient approach here for the State Liners. Here's Jake Cooper. Cooper grounded out to first in his first at-bat tonight. First pitch in the dirt, 1-0. Cooper's average sitting at 171 in this Appy League season. The 1-0 offering from Hargett. There's a strike. Hargett's been pretty efficient. Only 45 pitches in the ball game thus far. Of course, Davis has pitched one more half inning though so far, but he's up at 78 now after all the walks. Cooper wears one off the number four on his back, and he heads down to first base. So if you're going to bid on the number 41 jersey in our auction online. That might come with a ball marking there on the four on the back. Seth Buchanan hits here. Always laugh at his Barbie girl walk-up song. Seth just graduated high school, won a state championship for Lebanon this year. First pitch, a strike. Lebanon, a local town here in Virginia. Played on this field earlier this season in his high school year as his Pioneers beat the Virginia High Bearcats 3-2. 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. The reason I know that is because I did that game. That was a good ball game. I think Seth pitched an inning in that game, I believe. Lebanon, one of the best teams in the area. 0-2, the count to Buchanan. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Thought he got a piece of it, and he did, but it was caught by Moore behind the plate. Two outs in the fourth. Here's Joe Cardinale. I probably have that game in my book here. I was just flipping back through some of the games I've done this year. Might even be able to find that game to see how Seth did in that ball game. And there it is. He was the winning pitcher. So here's Cardinale. First pitch in there for a strike. So let's see what I can do here on Buchanan. He was 1-for-3 in that game with a single. Came in and got the win on the mound. Oh-1. Cardinale fouls it out of play. So 0-2 the count. Two outs, runner at first. Tie ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. All knotted up at one. Oh-2 pitch. Just a bit low as it's one ball, two strikes. Good crowd here tonight. Probably one of the biggest crowds we've had at the State Liners games this year. Facility seats about 2,000 people. I am not good at guesstimating. 1-2, swing and a miss. Cardinale down on strike. Second strikeout of the inning. Bristol gets a runner on the hit-by-pitch, but can't do anything with it. 1-1 our score through four. Fifth inning coming up next on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
All right, folks. We're back here in Bristol, 1-1. Our score, pitching change on the mound for Bristol. Cade Davis gets through four innings, and we'll have his line here for you shortly. Actually, let's go ahead and do it now. Four innings for Davis, two hits, one run. It was earned. Five walks, so quite a few walks tonight, three strikeouts. He's lucky that didn't go back to bite him a little bit more. Had three walks in the last inning. and only allowed a run. So let's call that a win for Davis in the fourth. And Johnny Stevens is going to come in from the bullpen. He's wearing a different number tonight, usually number 7, but with these new uniforms, perhaps a bit of a snafu, if you will. He's wearing number 50 this evening. And coming into tonight, here are the numbers for Stevens. He is 0-1, 7 innings, 20.57 ERA. He's had his struggles, 16 earned runs, 2 homers given up, 8 strikeouts, and 7 walks. If I recall, Stevens has come into some tough situations out of the bullpen, and perhaps a clean inning here starting off in the fifth might serve him a little bit better. He's got some great stuff, so it's been a bit of a shock that he's not found it yet, but we'll see what he can do in this appearance. First pitch on the way to Ryan Kennel, and it's fouled. Will that get out of play? Oh, it stays in. Strong couldn't get to it as the backspin brought it back into the field of play. So 0-1. So Stevens, 4.15 ERA for Walter State Community College, who is a well-known JUCO school baseball powerhouse here in Tennessee. Only 8 2/3 innings in his season down there for Walter State. 0-1. Fastball called strike 2. Made note of this for Stevens. I was reading up a little bit about him prior to the State Liner season. He had a great outing his last time out for Walter State. 0-2 off the plate. Listen to this outing for Stevens against Chattanooga State Community College. 4 2/3. No runs, 3 hits, 10 strikeouts, and got the win. His teammates glowed about him following that game. 1-2. Wow, that one nearly hit Kennel. I think it probably would have if he didn't get the bat on it as he fouled it down the left field line. So ball and 2 strikes. When you're struggling on the mound, all it takes is probably just 1 good inning to get that confidence right back. 1-2. Nice breaking ball. That was some dirty stuff right there from Stevens. That started on the plate and wound up in the left-handed batter's box. So strikeout for Stevens, and there's a good start to the fifth. So here comes Sam White. White 1-for-2 with a single today. First pitch grounded to first. Gardner. Oh, it's called fair. Gardner misplays it. It's all the way down into the corner. That's Cardinale over to field it. Throws it in. Not sure. Are they going to rule that a hit? That probably should have been fielded by Gardner at first. The umpire jumped to get out of the way and pointed fair ball. They haven't made a decision over to my left. They're probably talking about it right now. Ball bounced over the first base bag, it looked like. Maybe Gardner thought it was going to hit the bag, perhaps. And they've called that an error on Gardner. Just heard my buddy Stevie over to my left in the press box say that one was right on the fence. And you could tell they were waiting a long time to make that call. I think I agree with that one. Irvin Weems, the hitter, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Had a couple stolen bases as well last time he was out on the base pads. 1-0 from Stevens. Ball 2. Again, we talked about the confidence there for Stevens, who struck out Kennel to start the fifth, but just a world of difference when your defense makes an error. With you on the mound, it just makes your job even harder. You're looking for a clean inning here for Jonathan. 2-0, misses as well. He's listed as Jonathan, but I've kind of seen Johnny around. I know that his mom has watched on our broadcast before. He may clarify that for us. There's something telling me that Johnny is his preference. 3-0 the count. to Weems. Ball four. So now Weems, I believe for the second time today, has a four-pitch walk. White stands at second. And one out in the inning. Here comes Ted Power for a quick chat. Got our eye down the left field line. Anytime Ted Power comes out for a chat to see if there's anybody loosening. See a few state liners on their feet in the bullpen, but nobody throwing at the moment. So Stevens has only faced three hitters. Looked dominant in that first at bat, but struggling a little bit here. So a chat here for Ted Power, joined on the mound by Stevens. And the catcher, Nick Strong, gives us a chance to invite you to hit up our text line. We've heard from several of you already tonight, some new folks as well. 276-285-8780. Again, that number is 276-285-8780. We'd love to hear from you tonight, wherever you're watching from across the United States. We know these players on both these teams are just scattered from all over the U.S., in some cases international. So if you're watching tonight, shoot us a text, shoot us a message, and let us know who you are and where you're watching from. First pitch to Lovich from Johnny Stevens, called a ball. It's five in a row. Lovich 0 for 2, grounded out to third and struck out in the fourth. 1-0. Stevens trying to find the zone, but struggling at the moment. 2-0 is that one just missed. Interesting that last night the Stateliners used Brandon Decker, who was phenomenal, six strong innings, but obviously he won't be available tonight out of the bullpen. 2-0. There's a strike. 2-1 the count. River Turtles have the lead in mind here in the fifth. They've not led in the ballgame. Two-one. Stevens checks the runner. Fastball away. Three balls and a strike. Just heard a come on Johnny from the outfield, I believe, for Bristol. Two on, one out, the 3-1 pitch on the way to Lovich. This one blasted out to right, but foul. Big pitch coming here for Stevens, full count. Walk loads the bases. Lovich, the 2022 Kansas Gatorade Baseball Player of the Year. 3-2. And that, oh, did it hit the bat? Foul ball is what they'll say. So the ball hits the handle of the bat of Lovich, and he'll have to come back. That had hit by pitch written all over it, but couldn't get the bat out of the way. Lovich, also a member of the 2022 Class 6A Kansas State Championship team at Blue Valley West High School in Overland Park, Kansas. Here's another 3-2 from Stevens. Strike three called. That's a tough at bat for Lovich, who's got a stare for our home plate umpire Kyle Eastman on his way back to the dugout. So Lovich down on strikes for the second time today. He was not very pleased about it. And here's Carter Owens. Owens 0 for 1 with a walk. Member of the all-freshman team in the OVC this year at Morehead State, the Ohio Valley Conference. First pitch from Stevens misses the zone. 37 games for the freshman Owens at Morehead State this year. 25 starts, 243 average, three homers. Homered in his first college at bat against Indiana on March 17th. Ball inside, 2-0. Then homered in his first at-bat at home against Ohio on March 21st. That's quite the start. Two balls, no strikes. Stevens takes a peek at the runner at second. Another, and here's the pitch. That one fouled down the line. Two balls and a strike. Grabbed another message here from Canada. Toronto, to be exact. It's the Sam White fan club. You know, I didn't know there was a Sam White fan club in Toronto, but it doesn't shock me. Aurora, Ontario. 2-1. There's ball three. White plays his college baseball at West Virginia. That's quite the transition there, White family, I'm assuming. Canada to West Virginia. 3-1 the count from Stevens to Carter Owens. The pitch. Ball four. Now they're loaded. Well, David Dillman, last time he came up, he drove in Pulaski's only run of the game, and he'll have an RBI chance here with the bases juiced and two outs in the fifth. 1-1 ball game. River Turtles have been all over the base paths here the last few innings. First pitch, there's a strike from Stevens on the breaking ball. No balls, one strike, the count. Dielman looking for another RBI in the ballgame. 0-1. That one just missed. Counts even. One ball, one strike. Dielman, one for one with that RBI single. Also has a walk, so he's not been retired yet. 1-1, straight back. That moves some heads here in the front row. So they had to get out of the way, even though the net's there. Always love that reaction. Probably because that's what I would do if I was sitting that close as well. Ball and two strikes. Stevens a pitch away from a scoreless inning. And there's a ball down low. Bristol's been living dangerously over the last couple innings. They left the bases loaded in the fourth after one run scored. Trying to leave them loaded again, but put up a zero here. 2-2. Bases loaded. The pitch from Stevens on the way. Fouled out of play. There's a souvenir. Oh, yes, there's the message from Minnesota. We've been waiting for you guys. Stevie's fan club. All right. The Larsons from Minnesota listening tonight. 2-2. Breaking ball. Stevens thought he had the corner. Alongside several fans here in the building. Well, I guess we're not in the building. The stadium, put it that way. Well, pretty big pitch here. 3-2, bases loaded, nowhere to put Dielman. This will either be a run or an out. Let's see what happens. Runners go. 3-2, ball four. Pulaski has the lead. So the Sam White fan club is happy as White comes in to score. He's the second run of the ball game for Pulaski. They lead it 2-1. First time the River Turtles have led tonight, and they're not done. Weems over at third. Owens at second. Dielman at first. Here's Jack Wentworth. He walked his last time. As you know, Larson family, you were the first people from Minnesota to send me a message. So I'm going to get the color in the map for you guys. Did he go around? No. Wentworth. Count one ball and no strikes. Pulaski with a base hit could really do some damage here in the fifth. They lead it two runs to one. And a slow foul ball towards third. There's a strike. There we go. We got more messages here on our text line. Drew and Vicky from Florida. Hey, guys. Appreciate you guys every time you watch. Have you watched every game this year? I know you've probably watched every game here at home just about. We've heard from you every evening. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Strike two. Again, this could be quite similar to last inning. Can the State Liners leave them loaded for the second consecutive inning and only give up one run? That'd probably be considered a win. Here's a 1-2. Strike three swinging. Stevens went back to that slider, so that did turn out to be the case. As Pulaski grabs another run, but they leave the bases loaded again. They've already left 9 on base through the first 5 innings. So Bristol's got some stuff to clean up, and they now trail 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be right back right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fifth, Pulaski takes their lead for the first time tonight. As they lead it 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Got a few messages to catch up on. And again, Drew and Vicky say they've watched every game this year. Thank you all for tuning in. Probably on the road as well, if I'm guessing, right? And Dalton's grandmother, Dalton Bargo's grandmother, watching out for Nebraska, even though Dalton's not in the lineup. So appreciate you guys. We'll say I've kind of been alluding to this over throughout the season, but I've got my yearly trip out of town coming up tomorrow. So tonight is my last game for a while. We've got a backup announcer coming starting tomorrow night. He will have the next 4 home games. I'll be back with you on July 11th. As a pitch fouled off by Jordan Austin, his 3rd at bat of the night. He's looking to get on base, get with a hit for the first time. He hasn't gotten a hit yet. Did walk and score in the first, though. So tell you what, y'all be kind to my replacement over the next 4 home games. 0-1 off the plate. His name is Josh Buckles. Funny story, he was actually set up tonight to do this game and then realized, oh, Chris is going to be here tonight. He's not leaving until the morning. So he got to go home a little early tonight knowing that he's filling in for me tomorrow. 1-1 in off the plate, 2 balls and a strike. So Josh is a very multi-talented guy. He's going to be filling in for me over the next several games. He sort of serves as the tech guy for the State Liners. He is kind of my contact in getting all this set up every game. 2-1, grounded out the second. And a 1 hopper, he is going to be the first out of the fifth, as that's the second time tonight that Austin's been retired on a ground ball to second. 1 out in the fifth, here's Easton Rooley. So anyways, Josh, he'll be doing play-by-play tomorrow and for a few home games. But he's sort of my go-to guy if I've got questions about how to get broadcasts set up, technical issues. He does a lot of the social media stuff that you see as well on the State Liners social media pages. So he does a good job. Y'all be kind to him. He'll carry you through about a week or so. First pitch to Rooley off the plate. 1-0, no strikes. I can't help but talking about my trip coming up to Wilmington, North Carolina. You've heard me say it a few times. Finally here. Let's get to take the family out for a week. 1-0. There's a strike to Rooley. Ball and a strike. Rooley didn't like it. Thus far for Rooley, 1-for-2, a double, and a ground out. The 1-1, slapped foul. It was interesting, Rooley's double back in the first inning was hit hard out the right center field, and it just kept rolling, and it rolled right under the fence in right center. It ended up with a ground rule double. Had it stayed in play, he probably would have had a triple on the ball. Which last night, speaking of Dalton Bargo, he hit the first triple of the year for Bristol. 1-2 inside, nice take by Rooley. I think Bristol, and obviously they were in last place in terms of triples. They hadn't had one on the year until last night, but should have had one there. Okay, got another message here. Says, so how do you go about bidding on the jerseys? I'll walk you through that in a second. Rooley, slow grounder to third, fielded by White, the throw, not in time. Rooley beat it out. Pulaski is incensed in the first base dugout. I think Clark Chris is going to come out for a chat. He wants to have a conversation. It was a close play. I was hoping Chris would come out and give me a chance to tell you about the jerseys. So quickly on the jerseys, and we'll talk more. Go to our social media pages. Bristol State Liners on Facebook, Bristol State Liners on Instagram or Twitter, and you'll find an image there that shows you how to bid on the uniforms. There's a QR code you can use, but if QR is not your thing, there's a link you can type in as well. And it'll take you to a site that'll basically look kind of like eBay, if you will. Here's Eric Arado. First pitch, misses the zone. 1-0, no strikes. So go on there. You can scroll through all the jerseys. You'll see the starting bid. You'll see how many bids there have been. You'll see, I think, how long until the bid is over. And it's just kind of like a silent auction thing. Seen several bids already on a few uniforms. Runner goes. Arado slaps it through the hole. Hit and run. Rooley across second. He'll get to third easily. The throw is cut off. Arado back to first safely. And runners on the corners with one out. Here comes Bristol in the fifth. So Rooley singles, and now Arado, a single to right, moves Rooley over to third base. If you have any other questions about the jerseys, let me know. I can't exactly walk through it with you, I don't think, in terms of getting to that page. But I would think once you get to that page that has all the jerseys on it, it'll tell you who the jersey belongs to. And show you the bids and all that. Here's Nick Strong with runners on the corners. One out. Strong. Man, he always swings at that first pitch, doesn't he? It's like your coach is growing up in Little League ball saying, that first pitch might be the best one you're going to see. Why not go after it? Not just from Strong tonight, but we've seen quite a few first pitch swings for Bristol this evening. Gardner in the on-deck circle has gone back to the pink bat, folks. We'll see if he gets up this inning. 0-1, called a strike. Exactly what I would do if I were Gardner. Plus, it's quite stylish and goes well with the Navy uniform. No balls, two strikes. Runners on the corners. State Liners trail 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hunter Hargett trying to strand a few base runners. This one off the end of the bat. Odd spin. They're just going to let it roll, and it rolls to the right. Strong was thinking about, he stopped running and then said, wait a second, that ball's spinning. I don't know how it's going to, what rock it might hit or what it's going to do, but it ended up rolling foul. So everyone returns to their bases, 0-2. After what we saw happen with Arado in the batter's box earlier tonight, you kind of got to run out everything, don't you? Again, Aries Gardner on deck. He would hit next. Trey Oblas in the hole. A couple big sticks behind Strong if he can reach here. The pitch from Hargett. Strong. A slow grounder to third. Rooley's coming home. They'll go after him. Tag applied, and that retires Rooley. Nice play by the third baseman, Sam White. I hear screams from Canada. Out number two. Strong reaches first on the fielder's choice. Rooley pegged out at home. You know, it seemed like Rooley kind of couldn't make up his mind. And now we're going to see Nick Strong leave the ball game. Tariq Freeney, I believe, has come in to run for him at first base. The numbers are a bit different. Freeney. So, again, with the uniforms, Freeney normally wears four, but I think he's in 63 tonight. So, Gardner has gone back to the pink bat in the batter's box, and we'll see how that goes. We've got runners on first and second, two outs. Arado stands at second. Strong, well, it was Nick Strong, but now Tariq Freeney over at first. Would assume he catches the rest of the ball game. Pitch to Gardner. Here's a strike. Oh, one the count. Gardner the hitter, two on and two out. Bristol trails 2-1. Garner's been getting on base quite a bit via the walk, but you'd love to see him slap one here. 0-1. Ball one off the plate. Gardner 0-for-2 tonight, a couple ground outs to short. Last night 0-for-2 with a walk in the one game that he played. Looking for a base hit here. Averages drop down to 240 as he struggles a bit. He asks for time. Sort of like what we talked about with Stevens out there on the mound last inning. Sometimes it just takes one inning, maybe one hitter, to get things rolling again. Maybe this is that at bat for Gardner. 1-1. Chops one foul down the first baseline. It seems like Gardner's putting a lot on the ground. Two ground outs today. Let's look back here. Last night, he did hit a fly ball out last night. So ball and two strikes. Gardner with a chance here to tie the ball game with a base hit. Looking for some green grass. 1-2. Gardner, did he hold his swing? They'll check. Say he did not go around. Two balls, two strikes. Gardner, another player whose jersey hit number has changed. He normally, I believe, is 89. Yes, normally 89, but he's wearing 75 tonight with this special uniform. 2-2 the count, two outs, two on. Pulaski, a 2-1 lead. Hargett trying to strand a few base runners. Gardner over to short, past the diving Lovich. Here comes Arado around. He scores. And we're all tied at two. I'll tell you, Gardner, the pink bat is where it's at. Two ball, second run of the ball game for Bristol. First time they've scored since the first inning. It's an RBI single. And a tie ball game here in the fifth. Here's Oblas with a chance to give the State Liners the lead. Freeney up to second. Gardner at first. Again, Oblas has been crushing the baseball. Swing and a miss by Oblas on the first pitch he sees. A talked about the impressive numbers for Oblas after earning that honor this week as the Appy League Hitter of the Week. Top 10 in the league in several categories. At the plate, 0-1 the pitch. Oblas sits on the breaking ball, 0-2. So see if we can run through these quickly. Tied for 7th in the league in doubles with 5. Tied for 4th in homers with 3. 4th in slugging, 596. 7th OPS, 999. Tied for 4th in extra base hits with 8 of them. Tied for 6th, by himself in 6th for total bases with 34. And there's an 0-2 strikeout. Wasn't going to go there, but he's also top 10 in strikeouts. So Oblas down on strikes here in the 5th, but Aries Gardner picks up an RBI single. And the State Liners have tied it up in inning number 5. 6th inning coming up next on the State Liners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back. We've played 5 innings. 2-2 is our score. I'm going to take a moment here with the tie ball game to give you a little bit more info on that jersey bidding situation. Somebody had asked us, and I gave you a few instructions, but the best place to go, honestly, is probably our Facebook page. I'm looking at it here. Look up Bristol State Liners on Facebook. There's a link you can just click right on the post. It says bit.ly/StateLinersCommunityHeroes. If you click that link, it'll take you to our jersey auction. The bidding closes tomorrow at 5 o'clock, so it's a 24-hour deal. And there's 34 different jerseys you can bid on. And just scrolling through, I'm seeing a Jordan Austin bid, Gage Allen. Eric Arado has several bids. Derek Cease has a bid. Seth Buchanan. Dalton Bargo, Aubrey Smith, Blake Wood, Matthew Boynton. So several. Yes, so several bids happening here. Hello, Alicia and Kenneth Gardner, checking in from Michigan. We were just talking about Aries in one of our breaks. First pitch lined out to right. Let's give that... Let's honor the pitch there as Reese Moore flies out on the first pitch he sees out to right field, F9. Moore now 0-2. So, Alicia and Kenneth, thanks for watching. I was telling Tim Hayes, who's our beat reporter here for Bristol, in between innings, we were talking about Gardner's bats situation, and I told him to switch to that pink bat, and Tim just came over and said, "You were right about the pink bat." Alicia and Kenda, since I've got you here, I think I asked this the other night, maybe you guys weren't watching. Can you tell me the story about the pink bat? It's awesome. Would love to know more. 1-0, breaking ball from Stevens. In there for a strike to Ethan Belk, who's 0-3 tonight. Pair of ground outs and a fly out. Scrolling through these bids once again. Quite a few bids going on out there. Is that pitch wild all the way to the backstop? 2-1. If you missed it last inning, Tariq Freeney replaced Nick Strong. He is catching now. And we'd assume he'll stay there the rest of the way. Two one. Here's a fly ball, but it's foul out of play. 2-2. So again, we were telling you guys earlier, that's a great opportunity for you all that are at home to go ahead and throw a bid in on your favorite player's uniform. 2-2. Breaking ball popped up in the infield. This is Ruley. A few steps into right, and he puts it away for out number two. Good bounce back inning thus far for Stevens. Had three walks last inning. Another runner reached on an error, ended up giving up a run, but he's retired the first two on pop-outs. And here's Ryan Kennel. Love to see a 1-2-3 inning here for Johnny. First pitch out of play. Johnny's just like the perfect name for a pitcher coming in out of the bullpen. Here's Johnny. Always used to think Johnny Stevens, the pitcher for the Braves. Back in the day, one of the big bullpen arms. That was kind of his call to the bullpen thing. 0-1 upstairs. One ball, one strike. You got Jack Nicholson on the video screen popping out at Turner Field anytime Johnny Venters came into the ballgame. 1-1. Breaking ball just a bit short as it bounced off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Stevens looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the sixth. 2-1. There's a strike. So now Stevens a pitch away from a 1-2-3 inning. Here's a pitch. Hit out to right. Three fly balls, perhaps. Arado puts it away. Nicely done, Johnny Stevens. Three fly ball outs into the outfield, and it's a 1-2-3 sixth. And that ERA is going down for Johnny a little bit. All right, State Liners will look to take the lead in the bottom of the sixth when we return next on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back. 2-2, our score, bottom of inning number six. Bristol looking to break through in the sixth inning. It'll be 7-8-9. Jake Cooper, Seth Buchanan, and Joe Cardinale as Hunter Hargett remains out there for the sixth inning of work. First pitch to Cooper. Upstairs, ball one. Cooper is 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch last time but was left stranded at first base. 1-0 on the way. Good fastball from Hargett, but missed again. 2-0. Was just alerted to a score in the league that is interesting. Danville leading Johnson City 11-0. Johnson City with the best record in the Appy League. 2-0, there's a strike to Cooper. Elsewhere around the league, it's Burlington 7-5, leading Princeton at the end of the fifth. Kingsport beating Greenville 10-5 in the middle of the seventh. And a scoreless game between Bluefield and Elizabethan in the top of the eighth. 2-1, there's ball three. So the exact opposite of what you see down in Danville. 11-0, Otterbots leading the Doughboys in the sixth. And no runs at all, despite eight hits by Elizabethan in the top of the eighth. Never know what you'll see in this league. 3-1. There's ball four to Cooper, and there's a good start to the sixth. Okay, got the story on the pink bat. Says Aries broke his bat in practice, and the coach gave him the pink bat. Was that here? I guess he wouldn't really own another bat because I guess college, of course, is the metal bat, the ping. But not too many wood bats, and sounds like it was just kind of a by chance thing. Didn't know if there was a greater meaning to the pink bat or not, but it seemed to work for Gardner so far, and it worked tonight with the RBI single. Now a quick chat on the mound. Pitching coach Chris Monroe out to check on Hargett, who has 81 pitches thus far, so he's probably approaching the end of his evening. At least two arms getting loose down there in the right field bullpen. Trying to see who that might be out there. Looks like Andrew Steinhaus, perhaps, is getting loose. My buddy just texted me about that Here's Johnny reference. He sent me the GIF. First pitch to Seth Buchanan. Misses down low. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there's this debate on GIF and GIF, G-I-F, the moving image, I guess is what you'd call it. 1-0 inside, two balls, no strikes to Buchanan, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. So let me know where you're at on that, because I feel pretty strongly that it's GIF personally, but I know some people that are set on the whole GIF thing, which I'll argue with you on it. 2-0. Strike one to Buchanan. I have my reasons, okay? There's a strong argument both ways. Two-one the count to Seth Buchanan. Jake Cooper, the runner at first. None out. Stateliners trying to grab the lead back here in the sixth. First pitch. This one grounded out to second. Nice range out there by Kennel, who retires Buchanan. Kennel was having to cover the bag. He was playing way over towards second, playing for the double play. Showed a lot of range getting to that ground ball. It does allow Cooper to advance to second, though. So 4-3, Buchanan retired. Here's Joe Cardinale, runner at second. A base hit could give the Stateliners the lead here in inning number six. Here's a pitch, fouled straight back off the pole and a mile high. Look out. Cardinale, some good contact there. That ball is probably permanently removed from the game after how hard it hit the pole, which is holding up the netting behind home plate. 0-1. Cardinale the hitter. 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts. There's another foul ball into the net this time. 0-2. Kennel again holding the runner at second very closely as a ball just went onto the field out in right, but nobody saw it out of the bullpen down there. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block behind the plate by Moore. We've seen all three catchers for Pulaski in these three games. Two different catchers in the doubleheader last night. Cincinnati caught the second game. It was Derek Smith who caught the first game, and now Reese Moore catches game three. Good to have a little rotation there. One ball, two strikes. Hargett takes a peek at Cooper and brings the pitch. Cardinale, a slow roller up the line, but it rolls foul. So ball and two strikes, the count. Jordan Austin would hit next. Likely will, unless there's some kind of freak double play, which is possible. Austin looking for his first hit tonight, so this will be a good time for it. But first, we find out what happens with Joe Cardinale. 1-2 from Hargett. Inside, ball two. A few River Turtles in their dugout were trying to urge on the umpire for a strike call, but it didn't work. Two balls, two strikes. Two runs, five hits, and an error for Bristol. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Pulaski tonight. The walks have really helped Pulaski out with those few base hits. Cardinale calls time. He's going to adjust the batting gloves here. A total of eight walks in the ballgame given up by Bristol through the first six innings. The fact that Pulaski has two runs on the board, that's really a blessing if you think about it, with eight walks. 2-2, shattered bat out towards second. It's caught in the air. Did Cooper get back? Oh, they called him out at second. Oh, my. I thought Cooper had his right hand back on the bag. But it's going to be a double play as Cardinale lines out to the second baseman. A 4-6 double play. Cooper out at second for out number three. And only three batters hit in the inning. So a wasted opportunity for the State Liners. 2-2 our score, seventh inning, coming up right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
We played six innings, and we don't have a leader just yet. 2-2 our score. Bristol grabbed a run early on in the ballgame. Jordan Austin walked, reached third on a double by Easton Ruley, and was driven in on an RBI ground out by Nick Strong, which made it 1-0. Didn't have another run until inning number four, when Irvin Weems came in to score after a couple stolen bases, an RBI single by David Dielman. Then Pulaski took the lead in the fifth inning as Sam White came in to score to make it 2-1. And then most recently, Aries Gardner, an RBI hit to tie the game at two. Seventh inning here from Bristol. First pitch, swing and a miss by Sam White. 3-4-5 scheduled to hit here for Pulaski in the inning, so a good opportunity here to reclaim the lead, perhaps for the River Turtles, 0-1. Breaking ball looking good from Stevens, 0-2. We told you that Stevens' ERA coming into tonight was up in the 20s, 20.57. He's had a rough go of it. But just tonight, even allowing a run, which it wasn't earned, so that helps, he's got the ERA down to 16, so it's going the right direction. 0-2 skips in low. Stevens has got some good stuff out there. He just has kind of had a tough go of things thus far. Wouldn't shock me to see him turn it around. One ball, two strikes, the count. Popped up our way. Oh, just over my head. I was ready. Anytime a foul ball hit our way, you got to be ready to adjust up here. We don't have a lot of time to react. So 1-2 the count. Sam White leading off the seventh inning against Johnny Stevens. Here's a pitch. Fouled out of play again. One ball, two strikes. White tonight singled in the first, flew out to center field in the third, and then reached on an error on a ball that should have been fielded over there at first. This time it'll be a strikeout swinging. How about Johnny Stevens? He's really put it together here in inning number seven. He's now retired five in a row. Two of those strikeouts, the other three fly ball outs. Here's Irvin Weems. It's been hard to keep him off the base paths tonight. He's got 2 4-pitch walks. And with his speed, if you walk him, be prepared for him to take a base on you. He stole 2 bases in one inning earlier tonight and scored Pulaski's first run. First pitch, he shows bunt, trying to bunt for a hit, but fouled it down the first baseline. Weems trying to use his speed to reach base here to put the go-ahead runner on in the seventh. Now, we're at that point of the game, 9-inning game, 7th-inning stretch coming up next. You guys know what I do. We're going to sing the 7th-inning stretch together here on the air, so get ready. Get the voice warmed up. 0-1, sharp ground ball foul. Good chance for you to get up, stretch the legs, go grab a cold beverage, and get settled in for the final few innings here as we got a good ball game, 2-2. Maybe even have an extra inning game in us tonight. We'll see. 0-2. Weems, strike three swinging. How about Johnny Stevens? 2 strikeouts in the seventh. He's now got 5 strikeouts in the ball game in relief. His stuff is just too good to struggle like he has struggled this year. I was doing research, you know, on all the players on the State Liners coming into the year, and you see their college numbers and you read about them a little bit. There's a first pitch to Lovich, called a strike. Remember, Lovich is not too pleased with the home plate umpire at the moment, so we'll see how this goes. You look at Stevens' numbers, you look at how he performed in the small sample size, and you're like, this guy's going to be a stud out of the bullpen. He comes out, now 0-2 count on Lovich. He comes out, sort of struggles out of the gate, but you're sitting there thinking, this guy's got great stuff. What gives? Well, now we're seeing it. No balls, 2 strikes. He's a pitch away from striking out the side. Did it. Lovich went around. Freeney's going to throw down to first base. Boom. 3 strikeouts in the inning for Johnny Stevens. And you got to feel good for Johnny as he's had his struggles this year. But, man, what a performance tonight out of the bullpen. 3 strong innings, and it's still a tie ball game. It's 7th-inning stretch time, guys. You know the rules. It's time to stand up. Get stretched out. If you're here in the park, sing along with us, of course. But even if you're home, come on. Nobody's going to hear you. This is your best chance. Sing it with us. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Let me root. Root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Tie ball game. New pitcher on the mound for Pulaski when we return for the bottom of the seventh.
are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh, 2-2 ball game. Pulaski goes to the bullpen as Hunter Hargett's evening is done. Six innings, five hits, two earned, four walks, four strikeouts. And the River Turtles call on Andrew Steinhaus. 11.57 ERA thus far this year. 4 2/3 innings. He's got a 1-1 record. Nine hits, eight runs, six of those earned, four strikeouts, five walks. This is Jordan Austin, the top of the order for Bristol. As the first pitch misses the zone, one ball, no strikes. And a chance here, perhaps, for Bristol to retake the lead here in the bottom of the seventh with the top of the order up. 1-0 also. Oh, nope, got the corner. One ball, one strike. Now, be honest with me. Are you guys singing at home or not? Obviously, I can't hear you from here. I know it's easy to just kind of hang out on the couch. We know Irvin Weems' mom out in Vegas said she was on the sofa tonight. 1-1. Ooh, Austin fouled that one off his foot, hopping around there. Hope he's all right. It's your chance to impress your significant other with your singing voice if you have one. If nothing else, if you got up, went to the bathroom, you went and got a drink, we'll count it. We'll count it. One ball, two strikes. Jordan Austin in the batter's box as Bristol tries to find that elusive third run to try to take the lead here on Pulaski in the bottom of the seventh. Austin, Ruley, Arado scheduled to hit. 1-2. Swing and a miss by Austin. And he's down on strikes. Rare evening for Austin. Doesn't have a hit yet. Did score a run after walking earlier, but here comes Easton Ruley in the two hole. He's got a single and a double. So he's sort of picked up the slack out of the number two spot. Get some new information for you here on Andrew Steinhaus. He's got a fastball, 89 to 91 miles an hour. Tops out at 92. Changeup, 81 to 83. Curveball, 77 to 79. The most recent info we got. We don't get that on every pitcher, but when we get it, we try to give it to you. First pitch to Ruley. He shows bunt. It's outside, ball one. Steinhaus is on his way to Radford. Played his high school baseball at Middletown High School in Delaware. Of course, Radford in Virginia. The 1-0. Upstairs to Ruley. Two balls, no strikes. His former pitching coach, or excuse me, his former head coach at Middletown, Dom Bonvetti. Hope I said that right. Says this about Andrew. He says he has a bulldog mentality when it comes to pitching. He's tenacious. He always wants to pitch against the best competition and is usually successful. 2-0. There's a strike on a breaking ball. That's probably the curveball there we talked about. He said Andrew listens well, always trying to up his game. It was a pleasure coaching him, and I'm sure he'll do well at the next level. So Steinhaus headed to Radford next year. Couple of Radford guys on this Pulaski team. 2-1. Ruley fouls it out of play. Steinhaus was asked why Radford. He said, I chose Radford because it felt like the right fit, and I look forward to a new staff as well as having a chance to win a Big South Conference Championship and getting to play in a College World Series regional. So Steinhaus, I'm coming out of high school with some big dreams here, heading to Radford this fall. 2-2. Ruley out to right center. Weems on the run. Who's got it? Weems loses his hat but catches the baseball a foot in front of the warning track. And a long fly ball out for Ruley. Two up, two down. And here comes Eric Arado. We thought this is probably the inning here for Bristol as it was the top of the order. New pitcher, but Steinhaus has been excellent thus far. Bristol's participated in one extra inning ball game this year. They won it at Burlington back on June the 14th. First pitch. That one down low to Arado. One ball, no strikes. Arado this evening. Interesting at night, as he's 1-for-2 with a walk. He scored a run in the fifth. Here's one off the end of the bat out towards short. Lovich fields, sets the feet, fires. Uh-oh, Arado made that close, but beat out by a step. Arado thought he had beaten it. And still out there shrugging his arms. But he's called out at first base. 6-3, the put out. Good hustle by Arado. But it's a 3-up, 3-down inning. And we'll head to the eighth with a tie game. 2-2 here from Bristol. We'll be right back with more on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music. Discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Eighth inning, tie game, 2-2. And we've not had a run in a while. In the seventh inning, both in the top and the bottom, it was 1-2-3 innings. And Johnny Stevens is back out for a fourth inning of work, and he has been great tonight. Three innings, no hits, one run, it was not earned, six strikeouts, did have three walks, but that was in his first inning of work. Has since retired seven in a row. So Stevens is back out there for the eighth, and why not? Assuming he has another quick inning here in the eighth, he might be able to finish this ball game. So we've got two more innings tonight, and who knows, we could end up in extras here, which would be a lot of fun. We'll get to that if it's still tied here shortly. But coming up this weekend, tomorrow night, for the first time this year, the Elizabethan River Riders will be in town. A 6 o'clock first pitch tomorrow night here at Boyce Cox Field. It's one of those split series, so it'll be at home tomorrow and then on the road Sunday at Elizabethan. And then at Bluefield on Monday, it'll be the first Monday game of the year, as Monday is normally reserved for the off day. But Monday the 3rd will be a game at Bluefield, and Bluefield will be back here on July the 4th. That game, first pitch at 3 o'clock p.m., so midday on July 4th, to allow everybody, I guess, to go out and watch fireworks that evening. Here's 6-7-8. First pitch to Carter Owens, a swing and a miss as Stevens picks up right where he left off. The off day next week will be Wednesday, July the 5th, just for your record. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, didn't have the zone. It's outside 1-1. So after the 5th, the off day, there'll be two games up at Princeton on July 6th and 7th. And then for the first time this year, the Johnson City Doughboys come to Boyce Cox Field for a two-game series on July 8th and 9th. 1-1 outside, two balls and a strike to Owens. Owens 0-for-1 with a pair of walks. Stevens, 2-1. Here's a pitch. Strike on the corner. Count even at 2-2. Again, I told you guys earlier, I'll miss a handful of ball games as we've got our family vacation coming up this week. I leave in the morning. So you all be good. 2-2. Off the plate. Stevens, a high hopper. Fields throws the first. Make it 8 in a row for Johnny Stevens. One out in the eighth, and here comes David Dielman. Dielman has not been retired tonight. Two walks and an RBI single. He's been the best hitter in the order, at least on this evening, for the River Turtles. He came into tonight with his on-base percentage at 500, and then he's gotten on base all three times tonight. So he's got that ability to reach, and he pitched well last night as well. First pitch outside, 1-0. One zero, Here's a strike from Stevens. As it stands now, Dielman, 333 batting average, 881 OPS. That's up near the top on this team. 1-1. Swing and a miss as Stevens sort of made him look foolish there. One ball, two strikes. It seems as if Johnny's got his A-plus stuff out there on the mound for the State Liners. Maybe it's the uniform. One ball and two strikes. The pitch from Stevens. Oh, strike three called. That's nine in a row sat down by Johnny Stevens. That was a low strike. And two outs in the eighth. Johnny Stevens. Seven strikeouts. Ooh, make it. Yes, it's already updated. Seven strikeouts for Johnny Stevens. That ERA has already come down seven runs. He's at 13.5. Remember we said it was up in the 20s? First pitch to Jack Wentworth, outside ball one. One ball, no strikes. The count to Wentworth. It'll be 4-5-6 for Bristol in the eighth as they look to take the lead. 1-0. Stevens misses down and in. 2-0 count. The pitching has really shined on both sides tonight. Just two runs on each side. Bristol's only given up two hits to Pulaski this evening. 2-0. Breaking ball, looking good from Johnny. Two balls and a strike. This would be an interesting development. Of course, it's hard to know if this is just an outlier for Stevens or if this is the start of something for him. Hopefully the latter. The 2-1. That one in low, three balls and a strike. But what a development that would be if this is the Johnny Stevens that Bristol can get out of the bullpen the majority of the time. I mean, nobody's going to be this good every time they step out there, but a lot to like about what we've seen from Johnny's performance this evening. 3-1, grounded to third. Cooper charges, transfers, throw is over. That is the third consecutive 1-2-3 inning for Johnny Stevens. And I think I saw a smile there from him as he left the baseball field. And why not? He has been excellent tonight. And he preserves the tie. State Liners going to try to grab a run in the eighth and then hold him for a win in the ninth. Stay with us, folks. We got the eighth inning coming up next on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Browns for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
All right, welcome back to Bristol, folks. 2-2 our score. Bottom of the eighth inning. As the State Liners are going to be trying to grab a run here. Tariq Freeney, Aries Gardner, Trey Oblas. Lots of pop here for Bristol in the eighth. And the first pitch from Steinhaus called ball one off the plate, 1-0. Freeney came in the last time. Last time Nick Strong reached base, he replaced him as a pinch runner. And this is his first at bat this evening. Got a note from Tony out in Vegas. Said, about how far is the beach you're going to? from Bristol. And if you live in Bristol, is that where everyone goes if you want to go to the beach? Good question, Tony. Get to that in just a moment. 2-0 the count to Freeney. Here's a pitch. 3-0 all the way to the backstop. Well, Bristol is not necessarily close to any beach. We're right in northeast Tennessee, southwest Virginia border. Probably the quickest you could be to a beach is about 5 or 6 hours from here. And you can take your pick, really. There's not really one that's closer than the others, just based on the way the interstates lay out here in the southeast. There's Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is a popular one. Oak Island in North Carolina. We're heading to Wilmington this weekend. The reason we go to Wilmington is not necessarily because it's the closest, as the 3-0 is in there for a strike, 3-1 to Freeney. It just so happens that we've got good friends that live down there, and we have gone to visit them over the years, and it's sort of become an annual tradition, and we've fallen in love with the town down there. 3-1. And there's ball four as Freeney heads down to first base. So the go-ahead run gets a free pass here in the eighth. So lots of different options for beaches as the as Reese Moore is going to head out and have a chat with his pitcher here. Aries Gardner hits next with the pink bat in hand. So, yeah, not a lot of close options. I'm going to throw that question back to you, Tony. If you're in Vegas and you want to go to the beach, where do you go and how far is it? Would love to hear that. All right, here we go. Aries Gardner hitting from the left side. One on, none out. Bristol could take the lead with a run. Oh, and now we've got a pitching coach visit to the mound. And here comes Chris Monroe. So the chat with the catcher, Reese Moore, was not enough. And maybe they're just buying a little more time down the right field line. As I've seen a righty and a lefty getting loose out there. I can't exactly tell who the lefty is down there, but there are only two on the roster. And I think that is Alessandro Castro who's getting loose. So throw it back to looking. Had a message here. There we go. Dan out from Tucson, Arizona. Your boy is warming up in the bullpen for Pulaski, and we might see him here shortly. So we know it's hot out there in Tucson, but hang on with us. Good chance he comes in relief here shortly. It's interesting, if you do look at the River Turtles roster, only two pitchers are listed as left-handers. Alessandro Castro from Tucson and Isaac Williams from Youngsville, North Carolina. Manager still out chatting with the umpires. Not sure what the delay is, but I think they're trying to buy even more time down the line for Castro to get loose. It looked like Julian Batista was warming up, the big right-hander, but now they've got a lefty going. First pitch to Gardner. Misses outside, ball one. Long delay there. One oh the count. Bristol in prime position here to grab a run before the ninth. Steinhaus takes a peek at Freeney at first. Here's a pitch. Gardner lays off. It's ball two. I was looking to see if Freeney has any stolen bases this year. He's got a pair of them. Pretty quick for a catcher. He's a very athletic guy behind the plate. 2-0 the count. 3-0. Ball up out of the zone. Well, you're definitely not running on 3-0. And very unlikely that Gardner will swing at this pitch. If Gardner reaches, Oblas is next, and he could change the game with one swing of the bat. Three-oh the count. Pitch from Steinhaus. Ball four. So consecutive walks to start the eighth, and yep, that's going to do it for Andrew Steinhaus. Steinhaus had a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh, looking good. And hey, Dan, here comes Alessandro to the mound. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to grab some numbers here for Alessandro. Dan, if you're still watching, feel free to give us any anecdotes or stories that you don't mind us sharing on the broadcast about Mr. Alessandro Castro coming into the ball game here with two on, none out. Bristol trying to take the lead in the bottom of the eighth. We'll be right back on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the eighth, two runners on, none out. Alessandro Castro is indeed the new pitcher for Pulaski. And got some numbers here for him. He's only thrown two innings this year, two different appearances for Pulaski, a 9-even ERA. He's given up four hits, two runs, one homer, one strikeout, one walk. So very, very limited action for Castro. Now, the thing you need to know about Castro, which we referenced the whole Tucson thing, is he's headed to play baseball at Arizona next year. Played his college baseball at Pima Community College out in Arizona and gets to stay at home out there in Tucson. Some impressive numbers for Pima. 4.35 ERA across 68 and a third innings. 58 strikeouts to only 14 walks. So that goes to show you he's a kind of a contact guy, I would assume. First pitch, Oblas is asked to bunt, and it rolls foul. So get this. Oblas named the hitter of the week in the Appy League last week. Is top 10 in slugging percentage, OPS, extra base hits, total bases. Is asked to lay one down. How about that from Bill Kinneberg? So Dan's saying that... His son, Alessandro, was just activated last week, so that explains some of the innings. Well, we haven't seen him too much yet for Pulaski. Oblas shows again. Here's the 0-1. He pulls a bat back, and it's outside. One ball, one strike. I was just telling our beat reporter here in the box. Of course, we try to be fair, both teams on the broadcast. Of course, we slant State Liners. We watch them the most, of course, but... kind of digging an extra inning game if Bristol can't get a run here. Oblas bunts one, and it goes foul. I would say that Oblas has not been asked to bunt too much in his life. Of course, every baseball player should have the ability to bunt and get one down, but Oblas is kind of a slugger, if you will. So, all right, here we go. Two strikes, Oblas certainly not bunting here. Let's see if he can get the runners over. 1-2 from Castro. On the way. In the dirt. It bounced off the umpire's hand. Oh, my goodness. That was just a few comedy, well, not really funny, but. So, anyways, ball comes in from Castro, bounces away from the catcher more. It hits the umpire in the hand. He's obviously shaken up. Well, Freeney had taken a big lead at second because he thought the ball was going to get past the catcher, but the umpire stopped it. So then Freeney's way off second base, and then Moore decides he's going to try to throw down to second and try to peg Freeney, but it wasn't that he decided not to throw it. He stepped on his mask in the circle here at home, lost his footing, and just held onto the baseball. So sort of a weird sequence there on the pitch. All right, 2-2, two on, none out, 2-2 game. Strike three. Oblas chases one out of the zone. There's a strikeout for Castro. So Oblas drops to 0 for 4. It's kind of the what we've kind of come to expect from Oblas. It's he can pop one on you, but also he's up there in strikeouts as well. So here's Jake Cooper. Base hit could give the State Liners the lead. First pitch from Castro. Misses the zone. One ball, no strikes. One ball, no strikes. Again, Castro, limited action thus far for Pulaski, but in a big spot here in the eighth. 1-0. Cooper fouls one out of play. One ball, one strike. Now, last night in the doubleheader, 7-4, Bristol won game one. 4-1 win in game two. We got a tight one here tonight, a tie ball game here in the eighth. Freeney representing the go-ahead run at second. And Cooper asks for time. Assuming Cooper does not hit into a double play here, Seth Buchanan would hit next. Castro comes set. The lefty brings the 1-1. Ball two up high. How cool it must be for Castro to be able to go pitch at Arizona this coming spring with a hometown of Tucson, hometown kid. 2-1 pitch. Trying for the top of the zone, but it's ball three. We got a little Arizona-Penn State matchup here as Cooper of the Nittany Lions. Kind of cool to see all the different college mashups. Three balls and a strike. Here's a pitch. Cooper, swing and a miss. Good bounce back pitch from Castro, and yeah, let's say this one's a pretty big pitch. 3-2, one out, two on. They do these win probabilities on the MLB app. I would say this at-bat could swing it one way or the other here. 3-2 from Castro. Ball four. Cooper heads down to first. And now they're loaded for Seth Buchanan. So I hope you haven't gone anywhere. 2-2, bases juiced, one out. Bottom of the eighth, and here's Seth Buchanan. Buchanan tonight 0-for-2 with a walk. Of course, yesterday we saw him hit that in-the-park home run. That was a lot of fun. Here he needs a base hit to give Bristol the lead. Pulaski hoping for a double play. First pitch, up high, ball one. Looking ahead to the ninth for Pulaski, no matter what happens here in the eighth, they've got 9-1-2, Moore, Belk, Kennel scheduled. 1-0. Ball two up high. Nowhere to put Seth Buchanan in a 2-2 ball game. Castro really needs a strike on this pitch. 2-0. He got it. Strike one. One of our bigger crowds of the season here in Bristol. Sticking around for this tight ball game here late. We're at 9:40 Eastern Standard Time. 2-1, the pitch. Swing and a miss by Buchanan. Nice bounce back from Castro. 2-2 the count. Buchanan the hitter. Joe Cardinale is on deck. Can Bristol get either of these hitters to drive in the run? Freeney at third. Gardner at second. Cooper at first. The 2-2 fouled off. That one sent some kids running. Trying to chase down what could be one of the last foul balls of the evening. If you haven't gotten a foul ball yet, you're running out of time. Young man got that baseball, heading back to his seat. 2-2 to Buchanan. Strike three called on the inside corner. Big out for Castro. Second strikeout in the inning. And, frankly, it all comes down to this here in the eighth. Joe Cardinale, the number nine hitter, comes up with two outs and the bases loaded. A little Pac-12 action here. Cardinale from Utah. Castro heading to Arizona. Although I believe Cardinale's in the transfer portal. Here we go. Big spot in the ball game. First pitch. Nearly hit Cardinale. I think when he stepped out of the box, he kind of thought to himself, oh, I should have let that hit me in the arm. Would have given Bristol a lead. One ball, no strikes. Cardinale, 0-3, 1-0. Ball two, this one outside. We saw Castro come back from a 2-0 count on Buchanan. Last batter, he'll have to do it again here. Tariq Freeney at third base representing the go-ahead run here in the eighth. Castro comes set the 2-0. Ball three. So one more pitch, one more ball, and we've got a 3-2 game. Can Castro find his way back? It all starts with one pitch. Certainly Cardinale will not be swinging here. So you'd assume a free strike if Castro can get it over. And it's low. Ball four. The Stateliners have the lead in the eighth. It's an RBI walk for Joe Cardinale, and here comes the top of the order. So Freeney scores. Gardner up to third. Cooper to second. And Cardinale at first. So here's Jordan Austin. Austin on the evening is 0-3. Did score the first run of the game after a walk, but a chance to blow it open here with two outs. First pitch. Austin out the left. It is down for a hit off the leg of Owens. Two runs are going to score. Here comes Cardinale. He'll stop at third. And a big base hit for Jordan Austin. Some breathing room for Bristol in the eighth. It's 5-2 Stateliners. Jordan Austin had not had a hit in the ball game, which is rare for him. A 339 batting average. He was saving it for that moment right there. You go into the ninth, you're up by one, you're starting to feel, you never know, but a three-run cushion is a lot different feeling heading to inning number nine. And the Liners are not done yet. Two in scoring position with two outs, and it's Easton Rooley who's got a pair of hits on the evening. Interesting to see if they gave, they gave Austin a single on that. Rooley, first pitch he sees fouled out of play. Maybe another souvenir before it's all said and done. It stays in the yard. Who's going to go get it? Young man with a right-handed glove on, so a lefty thrower reached down and picked that one up. So Austin stands at second. He received a single and advanced to second on an error, is what they say, by the left fielder. 0-1. There's a strike, and it's 0-2. Rulli the hitter. Stateliners have 3 runs in the 8th. Base hit could get 2 more in here before inning number 9. And I would assume Johnny Stevens is going to come out and pitch the 9th, as I don't see anyone getting loose for Bristol. 0-2. Slap towards first, but foul. Nice piece of defensive swinging there by Rulli. 0-2 count. That one close enough to put the bat on. Just slapped it foul to stay alive. Bristol on the cusp of their 12th win of the year. But we're not there yet. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. The pitch. Rulli got a piece of it. That ball went all the way to the backstop. Thought it for a moment it was a drop third strike, which would have potentially allowed a run to score, but just getting a piece of it was Rulli. So, again, another Pac-12 connection here. Rulli, another one of these Utah guys against Castro, who will be at Arizona next year. Here's the 0-2 to Rulli. That one, right over my head. 0-2 fouled right back. Kids running. We've got a young man here in a Nolan Ryan throwback Astros jersey. The old, I guess you call it the color block, the white top, the orange and yellow stripes with Astros written in dark across the front. Don't see too many Nolan Ryan jerseys, especially on kids. 0-2 again. Rulli lays off up high. Good battle here between Rulli and Castro. Young fan retrieved the baseball here in front of us. Nicely done. Fans return to their seats. 1-2. Rulli lifts one high in the sky out towards center field. It'll be the right fielder, Wentworth, who puts it away. Came in front of Weems. So the Stateliners score 3 when it matters most here in the 8th. They're 3 outs away from their 12th victory of the season. Johnny Stevens will try to close it out on the mound when we return for the 9th, right after this on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bottom of the 9th coming up. Bristol leads it 5-2. Johnny Stevens has really been the star here tonight for Bristol. The offense kind of got going late for the Stateliners, but the pitching staff for Bristol has been phenomenal in this series, and Johnny Stevens has been great tonight. 4 innings of hitless baseball, 1 run, it was not earned, 7 strikeouts and 3 walks, and they're going to hand him the baseball and tell him to go get the final 3 outs. 70 pitches for Stevens thus far. They do have someone loosening down the left field line just in case Johnny gets into trouble. 9-1-2, Reese Moore, Ethan Belk, and Ryan Kennel scheduled to hit in the 9th. Pulaski needs 3 runs. First pitch called, strike 1. Again, this is Community Heroes Night presented by Food City here in Bristol. honoring local teachers, medical professionals, first responders, and supermarket heroes. They all received a dollar off their ticket this evening. 0-1, swing and a miss. It's 0-2, Reese Moore, the hitter. One last plug for our jersey auction tonight. Of course, the Stateliners wearing special uniforms that honor those community heroes this evening. 0-2 in the dirt, blocked up by Freeney, one ball, two strikes. But you have a chance to own these game-worn jerseys. Just taking a peek at Jake Cooper's. His is pretty dirty, but I'm assuming they're going to wash it before they ship it to you. But a chance for especially you parents of these players. Go get that uniform as sort of a memento. 1-2. Thought it was strike three, but off the plate outside. I've had quite a few bids online tonight, and I realized earlier every time I go on there and say, well, there's a bid on this one, there's a bid on this one, there's a bid on this one, you're probably saying, I wish he'd shut up. I want to get the lowest price. 2-2 fouled off. So I will not be saying anymore who has bids on what uniform, but I'm seeing quite a few bids right now on the jerseys. In fact, one of the players' jerseys in this lineup is up to $165 on the bid. How about that? 2-2. Ball three, we're full. Ooh, there's one up $175. Got a bidding war going on some of these. 3-2, the pitch. Off the end of the bat towards third. Cooper charges, fields, gloves, throws. Safe. Reese Moore beat it out despite the stretch there by Gardner. That was a tough play off the end of the bat. Cooper did everything he could. He was playing back there at third. So a leadoff single in the ninth inning gives Pulaski a little hope here, as here's the top of the order. They'll need to get two runners on to bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth. Belk is 0-4 in the leadoff spot tonight. That was the first hit given up by Johnny Stevens this evening, an infield single. First pitch from Stevens in there for a strike on Belk. One the count. The pitch from Stevens, breaking ball, again in there for a strike. That pitch has been working for him tonight. Hey, I'd say most of his pitches have been working tonight. I can hear the bids on Johnny Stevens' uniform going up and up after this performance. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. Strike three called. The eighth strikeout of the ball game for Johnny Stevens in relief. This looks a lot like that line I was talking about earlier from his last performance at Walter State this year. It's starting to look dangerously close. So a big out in the ninth. And Ryan Kennel is next. Kennel 0-4 this evening. First pitch, swing and a miss. Only three hits in the ball game for Pulaski. Looking back, it was a single by Sam White. That was a hit out, I believe, to left field. Or no, it was center field. And then a single by David Dillman that drove in a run. And then the infield single here by Moore in this inning. 0-1 called a strike. Ryan Kennel down 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The pitch from Stevens. Ooh, close one. Several of these River Turtle hitters have not been pleased with the zone tonight. You'd have to think on any close 0-2 pitch, they better be putting the bat on it. 1-2 from Johnny. Outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Stateliners lead it 5-2. Runner on first. 2-2 from Stevens. Outside, ball three. Starting to get into that time of year where fireworks just randomly pop off around the area. We've heard a few tonight. July 4th coming up on Tuesday, folks. Celebrate, but be safe out there. 3-2 from Stevens. Breaking ball, hit out of play. Where'd all the kids go? There's a few of them, but that one ended up on the football field, so that's a restricted area. They're not going to be able to chase that one down. 3-2 the count. Ground ball could do it here for Bristol. Stevens in the stretch with the runner at first. Payoff. Fouled off. Kendall just got a piece of it. Sam White would hit next. If Kendall was able to reach, White would be the tying run in the batter's box. Three, two, the count. Here's another one. Ball four. Kendall reaches. So here's Sam White representing the tying run. The other night, we told you that Pulaski's been struggling a little bit. They've lost 10 of their last 11 games. Back on Wednesday, they did get a victory. They walked off Princeton and came back from a few runs down in the ninth to do so. So they've shown they're capable of it as a firework goes off in left center field. First pitch to White, a bender for a strike. Yeah, perhaps it's a little too early for the celebratory fireworks out there in left center, guys. No balls, one strike to count. Sam White, the hitter. The pitch from Stevens. Strike two called. White brings his hand up to his mouth. Again, not pleased with the strike call. Quick chat with him and the umpire, asking him to get back in the batter's box. And White asked for a timeout for a chance to regroup here. Irvin Weems would hit next. Stevens looking to shut it down. He would get the win if he finishes it out here. 0-2. White swings and misses, and that's strike three. So two outs in the ninth. Nine strikeouts for Johnny Stevens in relief. Second strikeout for Sam White this evening. And here we go. Good on good. Irvin Weems, the cleanup hitter for Pulaski, as another firework goes off in left center. Weems representing the tying run. We know he's got some power. He could tie the game with one swing. The pitch from Stevens. Strike one. Weems is 0 for 2 tonight. He's got two walks, a couple stolen bases as well, and scored one of Pulaski's two runs this evening. A one pitch from Stevens. Here it comes. In the zone, strike two. And Bristol is a strike away from their third consecutive win, a potential sweep of the Pulaski River Turtles. A few fans on their feet here with applause as Johnny Stevens looks to put the exclamation point on what has been a phenomenal outing here from the bullpen. 0-2, the pitch from Stevens. Close, but no cigar. Ball one. That one just off the plate outside. One ball, two strikes. Pulaski down to their final strike. 1-2 the count. Two on, two out. The pitch. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Johnny Stevens have a day. 10 strikeouts in relief, including striking out three hitters in the ninth inning to preserve the victory, and I'm just going to tell you, there is zero doubt about who the state liner of the game is tonight. As somebody just did a backflip out in right in center field. I think it was Joe Cardinale. Or maybe Eric Arado. Not sure exactly. State liners win it 5-2. And let's hang out right here. We'll give you all the final statistics. Take a look around the Appy League scores tonight. But for now, Bristol wins 12-10. They win 5-2. They're now 12-10 on the season. Pulaski drops to 4-14. As Johnny Stevens, just a phenomenal outing. Let's give you the lines for the pitchers for Bristol. It was Cade Davis, a strong start from him. 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned. 5 walks was kind of a bugaboo there, but 3 strikeouts held Pulaski to only 1 run across 4 innings. He'll take that every day. But it was Stevens, 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. It was not earned. 10 Ks and 4 walks. We told you that Stevens had a similar outing to that in his final outing for Walter State. Almost identical. Listen to this line in his last outing for Walter State this year. 4 2/3, no runs, 3 hits, 10 Ks, and the win. Wow. Just almost exactly the same line here tonight as he comes on in relief, gets the win, and the State Liners come up with a big victory. They've now won 3 straight ball games. And with assuming Johnson City is still losing, and they lost 11-1, so don't look now. The State Liners are just 4 games back of first place Johnson City in the Appy League West. They're 12-10. They've guaranteed themselves a winning record through the first half of the season. They've guaranteed themselves at least a 12-12 start through the first half of the season. And a couple other stats to note here from tonight's ball game, specifically in the batter's box. Easton Ruley had 2 hits tonight. It was Jordan Austin who came up with the big hit in the 8th, 1-for-4 with a run and RBI. Aries Gardner had a big RBI. He went 1-for-3. Joe Cardinale had an RBI as well. But Stevens drops his ERA from up in the 20s down to 12 overall, 12 even on his ERA. He's now 1-1. The loss goes to Andrew Steinhaus, who threw an inning, gave up 2 earned, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout in relief of Hunter Hargett, who pitched a pretty good ball game, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 4 strikeouts, and 4 walks. But Bristol, who came in here on Thursday night reeling a bit, they had lost 3 of their last 4, lost 5 of their last 7, pull off 3 victories in 2 days, 7-4 against Pulaski in game 1 yesterday, 4-1 in game 2, and another 3-run victory. All 3 games decided by 3 runs. Tonight's score, 5-2. So quickly around the Appy League scoreboard, and then we'll let you go, guys. Burlington leading Princeton 8-5 in the top of the 9th. Burlington just an out away from securing their 14th victory of the season. And it's final everywhere else in the league. Danville beats Johnson City, a surprising score there, 11-1. Kingsport brought the bats tonight against Greenville 16-9 as they win their 10th game of the year. Kingsport and Greenville now tied with 10-12 records. And then a tie ball game over in Elizabethton as Bluefield wins their 5th straight ball game in extra innings. Elizabethton loses. They're now 10-11. So Bristol picks up a game on Elizabethan as well, who's now behind them. So Johnson City out front. Bristol trails by 4 games. Elizabethan is now, they're 5.5 off the pace, so 1.5 back of Bristol. So a nice night in the Appy League as Bristol and Kingsport, the only 2 teams in the West to win this evening. And a good night for the uniforms on the special Community Heroes Night here for Bristol. One more shot at it. Go check the social media pages and bid on those uniforms as Bristol comes up with a big win here tonight, 5-2. Again, one more reminder, I'm headed out of town tomorrow morning. I'll miss the next 4 home games, but we will have Mr. Josh Buckles on the call for you. He's going to do a great job. Y'all be kind to him. Be sure to encourage him as he goes along, and we'll be ready for some more baseball tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Bristol hosts the Elizabethan River Riders right here at Boyce Cox Field. We hope you'll join us on the State Liners Baseball Network. I'm Chris Mangrum, and I won't see you tomorrow, but I'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.